Free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.
There are pretenders among us. People who have mastered the ability to hide their pain, failures, struggles, and inadequacies in life. People who have the ability to mask their imperfections through material wealth and careers. In the last 20 years, social media has exploded and incubated these pretenders to grow in number and attitude. But one day in 2016, one of these pretenders broke away. This is his story. Hi, and welcome to the show. My name is Jay, and this is the Pretender Podcast. Thanks for tuning in to listen to the latest episode of the Pretender Podcast on the AfriPods network right here in Africa. You can also listen to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast network of your choice. If you're listening to me for the very first time, I'm a regular guy podcasting from Southern Africa and sharing my real life experiences. I also share the real life experiences of other regular people. My life is not perfect, and neither is yours. I am a believer and a Christian, and that's what helps keep me afloat. This doesn't shield me or give me any immunity from the challenges of this life, but I have the greatest treasure, and that is hope in Christ. When all else fails, that alone is my solid ground to persevere in this life. What is your hope based on? Check out more of my other episodes and see how and what I've been through along with some of my guests. Hopefully you will hear why you shouldn't give up on your life too. When I took up homeschooling our son, I thought we made a decision for him. I never realized how much it was actually meant for me too. In fact, I can go as far as saying I am being homeschooled too. It has been such a journey of learning for me as it has been for our son. Through the many mistakes, joys and triumphs, and perhaps difficult times, I have become such a humble learner, perhaps more so than him. So much that I thought what I knew all these years has turned into a sort of process of unwiring and unlearning in some sense. Well, today's episode is really one of the great examples of how much I have ended up learning from the experience of homeschooling in ways that have helped me to grow spiritually as a man and also to become a great father. For those unfamiliar with the concept of home education, it's a concept in which children do not go to a conventional school or classroom to learn. They do this all at home, following a prescribed curriculum. There are many curriculums out there, so many to choose from. And yes, to those who are unfamiliar with the concept, it all sounds like a joke. And to some people, it perhaps sounds like maybe we are fanatical people or a group. But in fact, homeschooling is not a new concept. It has existed for over 100 years. Sorry, the COVID online learning doesn't count as home education. That is completely different to what the concept of homeschooling is about. But that's all a deep dive topic, and I don't really want to dwell too much on the homeschooling, home education details today. But I'll definitely put some references down in the episode notes so that you can look up the specific information about home education and particularly the curriculum that we have chosen as a family. Just for your own knowledge, the curriculum that we have chosen is the Accelerated Christian Education, or ACE for short. Now, back to the topic I wanted to share today. Why do you still love me? The question, "Why do you still love me?" epitomizes my journey as a homeschool dad. It's a question that my son asked me once when he had done something awful outside the confines of the learning center, and I was administering discipline at the time to him. What my son had done is he had told a lie. Yes, my wonderful, lovely boy. Yes, he's flawed just like the rest of us. And so since it's unacceptable for him or any of us to lie, at least that's the rule in our home and in my faith as a believer, as a father, I acted and laid the law. And so after a conversation with him and as he cried through the disciplinary session, he asked me this very confounding question. "Papa, why do you still love me?" It really caught me unawares. I did not expect that. But it also crushed me and crushed my soul to hear this. The child had asked a very well thought question. Obviously, he had done something wrong, but was wondering why I still loved him despite this. Why am I sharing all this? It's because the homeschool journey, like the rest of our lives, is full of mistakes. We'll both, our children and ourselves, continuously make mistakes through it. We will wonder at some point if we're doing the right thing, or we'll even ask if our children are better off in conventional schools. We, often as happens for us home educators, often doubt our parenting skills. But that's not just limited to home educators. It's pretty much every parent at some point. And to be fairly blunt, this is exactly what happens in our normal lives and our walk with God. We sin, we make mistakes, we offend our spouses, friends, relatives. We fall short of God's expectation in our Christian lives daily. We do this every time. And eventually, we ask the same question to God. Why do you still love me? Well, God's answer lies in Romans 5 verse 8, which says, and I quote, "But God demonstrates his love toward us in that while we're yet still sinners, Christ died for us." End of quote. What amazing love. It's like God just overlooked all we have done, all the wrong that we've done, and went on to show greater love for us. Not because we righted our wrongs. No, because we never can do that. But because he just loved us. He didn't give up on us at all. He kept loving us and keeps on loving us. That is exactly how I look at my homeschool journey and my journey of parenting, actually. I don't give up, even though many times I feel like giving up. Yes, there are times I feel most lonely as a homeschool dad, because in my community I'm the only homeschooling dad. Most of the other homeschooling parents are the mothers. But that doesn't stop me. I just keep going. When I make mistakes in the learning center, when I make mistakes doing the required accreditations or other administrative tasks that are required as a home educator, when I'm behind in my school bills, oh yeah, by the way, even home educators have got bills, accreditation, field trips, and all the things that come with it. They're there. We have bills too. Regardless of this, I just keep going. Because that's what a father does. God never quit on us even at our worst. What a great example from a real father to fathers and mothers. So yeah, the homeschool journey is long, full of ups and downs, just like life. Though I'm still only a few years in, I can see how rewarding it is. And my hope is that I may run this whole journey to the end. Although as a parent, I reckon the journey of looking over our children never really ends. Sometimes when I feel really low or life has weighed me down, it is my son in the learning center, or my daughter now, who brings out the energy with his funny questions and uplifts my spirit. Sometimes it's our entire family devotion that raises us up, or some activity that we do in the learning center. To me as a believer, that's a great example of God's divine providence in the difficult times. The journey is real. It isn't about keeping up appearances or looking fancy, or this is serious. This is life. This is the life we have chosen for our family and our children, and we take it seriously. It has nothing to do about how we are perceived. Yet it isn't detached from our family life, or it's not a separate process from our journey of life. It is indeed something that we ought to be sincere about, especially other homeschool parents or just parents in general about life, or other people, that we will fail. Our children will too, but that we will learn from our mistakes and embrace them for us to grow. As they always teach us, for us homeschool parents, that we should remember a good supervisor never ever gives up. So don't give up too, because God is not going to give up on you. Look to Him and He'll help you. I suppose you are wondering what my answer or response to my son was when he asked me, "Why do you still love me?" My response was, "Because I never stopped loving you." That's exactly what God's answer would be. Well, that does it for this episode of the Pretender Podcast. Please continue to send in your feedback on the contact provided in the episode notes. Please remember to rate and review my show. And if you don't want to miss an episode, bookmark it on Apple Podcasts, or follow my show wherever you catch your podcasts from, and you get notifications every time I post an episode. Thanks for listening. I'm out.
Free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.